From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has told his South African counterpart that he's fine, but confined to his home after the military seized power Wednesday. Military leaders insist they did not stage a coup. Zimbabwean official in Britain, Nick Mangwana, said the army has no problem with Mr. Mugabe, just those who surround him.
They had a problem with people some people that were around him, that were doing the purging, and that were doing the stealing. There's a lot of corruption in Zimbabwe. I think that's a big bone of contention. So the army was basically saying, we're going to clean this, we're going to open avenues for investment, and then we're going to walk out, and the civilians will carry on. But the president is still the president.
Obergutu, spokesman for the opposition Movement for Democratic Change, said he's not surprised by the military action, calling the political climate volatile.
This is an unsustainable system. The political repression of the Mugabe regime was not sustainable. This is why we say that ZANU-PF, in the form that it was always going to be an accident waiting to happen.
Monday, Army Commander General Constantino Chiwenga warned he would step in unless Mr. Mugabe stopped trying to purge the ruling ZANU-PF party of independence fighters, such as former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, a move seen as clearing the way for Mr. Mugabe's wife, Grace, to succeed him. President Donald Trump has called his just-concluded 12-day Asia trip a success in terms of the North Korea threat, strengthening alliances and seeking fair and reciprocal trade.
In Asia, our message was clear and well-received. America is here to compete, to do business, and to defend our values and our security.
He reaffirmed his commitment to a denuclearized Korean peninsula, said he promoted a free and open Indo-Asia region, received pledges to end unfair trading practices. This is VOA News. The French and German leaders have pledged to limit the use of coal and called for more international action to limit climate change. Taking part in a meeting involving officials of some 200 nations, French President Emmanuel Macron joined Chancellor Angela Merkel in Bonn, insisting climate change is the most significant struggle of the time. As Merkel said, she's convinced climate policies go hand in hand with a future-oriented economic policy. The meeting sought to bolster the Paris Climate Agreement that aims to end the use of fossil fuels this century. The UN Security Council is to vote Thursday on competing proposals by the U.S. and Russia to continue an international inquiry into the use of chemical weapons in Syria. The mandate for the joint inquiry by the UN and Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons expires midnight Thursday. It's found so far the Syrian government used the banned nerve agent sarin in an April 4 attack that killed dozens of civilians. The Security Council has expanded the number of peacekeepers in Central African Republic by 900 in a unanimous vote. The force is known as MINUSCA. Michelle Sisson is the deputy U.S. ambassador.
In MINUSCA's case, we believe additional capacity will provide MINUSCA the necessary flexibility to address emerging threats and to fulfill its protection of civilians' mandate.
Since the 2013 coup, thousands have died in sectarian and ethnic conflict. A fifth of the population has been displaced. Angolan President João Lourenço Wednesday fired the daughter of his predecessor as head of the state's oil company. Isabel dos Santos, considered one of Africa's richest women, was one of eight board members let go in what analysts say is a way for the new leader to exert his authority following 38 years of rule by José Eduardo dos Santos. The 500-year-old painting of Christ by Renaissance master Leonardo da Vinci sold Wednesday for an astounding and record $450 million, including fees, at auction house at Christie's in New York.
Leonardo Salvatore Mundi selling here at Christie's. $400 million is the bid, and the piece is sold.
The buyer's identity not known. The 66-centimeter-tall painting dates from around 1500. Venezuela has won easier debt terms from Russia as the economically strapped South American nation resumed interest payments on bonds after two ratings agencies declared it in partial default. The state oil company owes some $60 billion. A fifth round of negotiations on the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, got underway Wednesday in Mexico City. President Trump has demanded the 23-year-old pact be renegotiated. On Wall Street, as oil falls, so did U.S. stocks, which dropped for a fourth straight session Wednesday. The benchmark Dow Jones dropping more than 130 points to close Wednesday at 23,271. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.